Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington. And my partner, Janet Barrett, is chuckling from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. What a lovely day.
What a lovely day in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So today we are talking about holidays as consciousness. How to respond as consciousness amidst family and cultural expectations. It seems like during the coldest and darkest time of year, how to resonate with warmth, light, and abundance, which is really the real reason for the season.
And it's something we all appreciate, that light and warmth and abundance. I guess unless you live in different parts of the world where this doesn't necessarily mean winter. Christmas must be happening at a different time. Yeah, different holidays. I don't know. What is it like in the desert?
Well,
Australia or someplace, you know? That must be an interesting experience, definitely.
Well, I remember when I lived in India and I was a kid that Santa used to come on a camel or an elephant. It was 80 degrees. It felt cold, but it was 80.
Well, no matter the time of year and the climate, you can always use warmth, light at this time, anytime in your heart. So consciousness and holidays means holy day, I guess is the way it started, and a break from work. It was a day taken off from work. So I know these days and age in the United States, holidays mean a lot of work, and they don't necessarily mean a day off. They just mean a day off from your regular employed job, but you can keep busy.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this is that the idea of this time of year was for people to come together and to share their resources. And, you know, it's like, at least in the Northern Hemisphere where the Christmas and holiday was created, it was it was the darkest time of year. So it meant to be a time where we brought light and warmth and joy. And how it has distorted into, instead of a time of giving, like giving of your resources, you know, it's a time of consumerism. It's a time of buying and spending and getting into debt. And it's all kind of the opposite of what it was meant to be.
And so what do you think out there, listeners? So you're more than welcome to join in our conversation. And we're live today, so you can call in or talk to us. The number is 1-888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you and see what you might be thinking about this time of year. And we've got a couple messages to get out of the way, Joan, and then let's get into it. Why don't we?
Okay, great. Well, so actually we have a couple of interesting things coming up this week as well. But I'll get the website stuff out of the way, and then you can tell us the exciting stuff that's coming up this week. My website is joan-newcomb.com, and I am having a meetup in Seattle. Actually, it's not this weekend. It's on the 27th, so you actually get a little bit of a break till right after the holiday. I'm doing a Conscious Conversations in Seattle at the Ballard Library, 2 o'clock on Sunday the 27th. But before that, in Tacoma, I am doing a talk on discovering or rediscovering your purpose and regaining your passion for life. And that is on the solstice. That's on the 21st, 5:30 p.m. And I'm holding it in this really nice meeting room that's off of a Forza Coffee in the north end of Tacoma. And that's $10 to help cover the coffee room. And it is on my website, joan-newcomb.com. You can sign up for it there. What about you, Janet?
Well, let's see. Every week we have a great heart-centered awareness group, Conscious Conversations with Janet sort of thing. You can that's posted on Meetup if you're here in the Portland area, Portland, Oregon, USA. And that's on Tuesday evenings. And we just really explore life and do what we're doing here. And it's just a wonderful time. And you can find out details about that off of my website at janetandbeyond.com. You can also check out, Joan and I both write blogs that you can subscribe to our sites and get information and get wonderful appreciative gifts like what are the 10 top tips for enjoying life off of mine, and heartily recommend it. And we want you to be understand that you are part of whatever we're creating always. And two ways you can do that this week. We have our free conference call on Thursday at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time for all of you that aren't in the Northwest area and who want to join in for an hour and explore life. We'll be doing that, probably taking the attitude about how to be happy in the holidays. And the setup for that is on Wednesday, we're having a great time with Lori Peters, who has the Happiness Hangout on here on BBS Network. And we're at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday night. So we hope you'll join us for in that conversation. She has a great time exploring all about happiness, and we're happy to be there with her talking about the happiness of the holidays from a place of consciousness. So lots of things to get participate in. And
yes. And also, other ways to get in touch with us outside of listening to us on the radio or calling in on a conference call is you can also join us on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Join the group and join the fun. Janet puts all her blogs on there, and actually anything I go out gets copied on there too. So that's another way of receiving and interacting with us there. And you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet, or you can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb, and give us your suggestions of things to talk about, and we'll give you your 15 minutes of fame by mentioning you on the air. And I almost forgot, but we are also on YouTube, so you can binge watch us on YouTube. Sit down with some cookies and coffee and
close your eyes and just
and
drift.
Bliss out, actually. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. And so let's see. What do we got? We want people to have a good time. Holidays are meant to be about happy, I think, right? Enjoying yourself. And commercialism doesn't always set real well with me when you're talking about the sacred or trying to make money off of it. So I already have a bias, and I'll put it out there right now. But I think that is not important. I think it's about how you deal with your life as consciousness and having the opportunity to experience family, friends, strangers, and realizing how we are all one and being treated with respect and dignity. There you go. That's my commercial. What do you think, Joan?
Well, I have a different perspective of consciousness because I believe that we are consciousness. And we create being here in physical form. But as consciousness, we are expansive, we are unlimited, we are outside of time and space and form, and we have created this reality to have fun in, to enjoy ourselves in, so we agree there. And then we have created this experience of family, whether it's our family of origin or it's, you know,
family of man, yeah, right.
Family of man, you know, the gal, the barista at the coffee shop, and the person who rides the bus the same time we do, kind of thing. But as consciousness, when you shift your perspective to experiencing life as consciousness, then you see this time of year as a wonderful gathering of patterns. It's an opportunity to bring in comfort and joy. It's an opportunity to bring in love and light, and you're more focused on those vibrations coming into form than reacting to your batshit crazy uncle.
Who could use a little of the other, the former?
In fact, you feel more loving and joyful towards him as he's, you know, falling asleep in his whiskey. So,
well, you can hear we got lots of good things to talk about. So I think it's probably time for a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk about Drop Into Heart and continue the conversation.
Right. So we have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we're talking about holidays as consciousness in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about holidays as consciousness.
I think this is a really important opportunity, yeah. Right, that we all right now have is to open our awareness to heart-centered awareness. And drop into that field of unified consciousness and play from there. And you want to be doing that, especially when you have the concerns that have piled up for what holiday seasons might mean to you. So if we take a moment, what do you think? We drop in now, Joan?
I think that's a great, yes. Let's drop in and experience this as consciousness.
Got it. Okay, everyone. So whatever you might be doing, just put it aside in that corner there. Just take a breath. There we go. Oh, that feels really nice. You know, all you have to do is say, take a breath, and you can feel the shift starts to happen and allow yourself to start to melt. So that means you've been listening more than once and you're ready to be there. So let's just see what this is like for all of us. So no matter what time, space, place, past, present, future, this moment is now. So just allow yourself to be present. There you go. And as you drop into your awareness of beyond your thinking and the day-to-day, and just notice where you have some heart energy. So notice your physical heart. It's always a great place to go. There you go. And just say a nice hello. How do you do? Nice to meet you again. And then just be with that. And then you allow your awareness to deepen into the emotional terrain, the emotional heart. And notice those emotions in that state there. Don't judge it. Be truthful with yourself. Acknowledge it, what's there. It might be things that are stirred up because we are getting triggered into our triggering systems, patterns. Season. It's a season to be triggered. How about that? So just notice the emotional colorations. There we go. And then go beyond that. And going beyond is sometimes going deep within. Into the field of all, the core, the essence, that meaning of heart. There you go. Where we're just bits and pieces of information hanging in the soup of potential. Potential is what's in between the bits and pieces. So in being in this state, if you understand and appreciate that nothing is what you think it is, and it's all really just bits and pieces hanging, surrounded in potential, then anything can change. And in how you use your awareness is the gift. There we go. And there's the quiet, the sacred, the stillness. And that's where you'll notice things from. There we go. We got people dropping in. I can feel that, Joan.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And there's some constriction. So that doesn't surprise me. So everyone who's listening, just notice your chest. Just allow it to relax. Oh, there's a lot of grief here today.
Mm-hmm. I was noticing that.
Yeah. So just notice the grief. It is just a coloration. There you go. It's an appreciation of what was and now what's different. So you don't have to be attached to it. There we go, Joan. Okay, what you got, girl?
Well, I was thinking about the grief aspect is that this is, you know, a time of year where the veils are thinner. I think it starts at the end of October. We're getting towards, you know, back then towards All Saints Day, All Souls Day, All Hallows Eve. And acknowledging a time where the veils are thinner and former family members, non-physical family members show up again. And if you don't acknowledge that they're still around, you're going to find yourself thinking about them, because they're wafting through your space, and you'll bring up the sadness of disconnection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those dichotomies about this season where it's supposed to be gathering with family and friends and experiencing warmth and light, and instead we feel isolated and grief and cold and darkness. All the opposites of the essence of who you are.
Right. Well, opposites attract, don't they?
It's kind of, you know, it's body coming into form and or body mm-hmm. coming into form. It's consciousness.
Your body went out of form.
It's consciousness out of body. You know, if your body is feeling lonely, it's really lonely for you as consciousness. And when you as consciousness can anchor into your body and show up fully in your form, you actually are receiving everything that you want and you need.
Right. So we want to honor this in ourselves, and you want to respect it. And what it, for me, it just makes every day more precious. The time I spend thinking of others or shopping for others or cooking for others. And myself is in that because it's how I enjoy myself in doing those things. But it makes me appreciate and adds an enrichment that hindsight offers, right? And we had a cousin's wife's mother died last week. And she just was really, you know, I was feeling for her, because then that means every Christmas she's associating her mother's passing with it. And I think that's quite a common experience for a lot of people. And how do you straddle that? And her mother was 99 and a half years old, which is just remarkable, you know. So she had seven children. So, you know, she had a full life. And
she did her thing and she was ready to go.
Yeah. I won't make any judgments at that. I just would presume
that
she didn't enjoy the life, you know.
Yeah, well, as I said, she did her thing and she was ready to go. It was an acceptance. It was an acceptance. I was like, I'm hasta la vista, baby. On to the next thing.
Yeah, you know, and it was kind of a compliment. I was thinking that her daughter was mourning her, you know, because a lot of that's a compliment to the person in one sense. It may also be about what is unresolved or not resolved or undone or redone or whatever it might be. But it's okay and appropriate to mourn when someone passes. When it gets beyond huge grief, I think then there's other information there that needs to be looked at. But
Well, the part of you that is mourning, You know, the part of you is mourning is the part of you that is disconnected from that being. And it's your physical form that no longer has it there in front of them. So there, you know, it's your body is feeling the loss. When you can relax into heart space and acknowledge yourself as consciousness, you feel reconnected. Because this consciousness we all are, there is no disconnection. As consciousness, we all still exist. And you're still connected with them.
Consciousness celebrates.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It celebrates. So it's like, oh, great. And that was the viewpoint you were holding, you know, is that she's gone on and she's in her next disembodiment, you know, and at some point might be embodied again. But that we celebrate a life well lived, and that can come from that personal place, or it can come from that as consciousness. But always as consciousness, you know, there is joy to be found in everything. And so how do we get back to holiday happy? Are we supposed to be happy at the holidays? I mean, for a lot of people, it's kind of a tenuous time, I know. They don't like holidays. They don't like to celebrate because it brings up all their emotional, unresolved, disconnected information.
You know, and what I see about that is that what is happy, you know, and this kind of forced happiness, this kind of hyper happiness forced upon people, as opposed to, you know, maybe you're an introvert and you just like to feel comfortable, and that kind of comfortable happiness is enough for you.
I think it's about being okay. We've been discussing this in group. It's about knowing that you're okay, and that sublime sense that, okay, there'll be peaks and valleys and all that stuff, because we like drama and we like comedy and we like all of that. It's entertaining. It's not boring. But, and underneath that is that everything's all right and everything has a place and there is enough time. And I would offer people, when you wake up in the morning, okay, and you run through your list of things you have to do that day, what is your feeling? Are you feeling good about it? Are you looking forward to it? Or are you feeling the burden, the weight, the expiration of it? So just notice the next time when you wake up, tomorrow morning, how about that? And hold in the awareness of heart space, notice how you feel. Because this is your life in your day. And what would it be like if it was better than you were thinking it might be? So just notice where, as you go down your checklist of things you have to do or would like to do or get done, how you feel about that in the first place. And then notice, okay, well, I don't have enough time to go to the store and get my son's toys. Okay, well, what if there was enough time? And this is where we go back to potential in that state. Well, what if there was enough time? And you can feel a shift that can happen and allow yourself that grace of that experience of time passing to notice a shift, something different. And you don't even have to know how that's possible. You just have to appreciate that it is possible. And when we get so linear and we have our checklist, we forget that in between the items on the checklist, there's space. So in between, there you go, just see your checklist. And in between the lines is potential. That's fun. Do it that way. Whoa, yeah, that's deep. What are you noticing?
Well, I'm reconnecting to our original focus about holidays as consciousness. Mm-hmm. And what comes to me is what we can bring or give or radiate outward, as well as receive. So it's really a time of giving and receiving. But, you know, can you radiate warmth? Can you give appreciations? Can you know, appreciation or acknowledgement or validation, which is beyond gratitude. But appreciation is a way of enjoying the creation of life and enjoying the other beings that are, you know, appearing in your reality. And it makes, you know, coming together and gathering with them that more much fun when you can radiate that energy for them.
Well, you know, I think you raise a good point about we want acknowledgement. And there's nothing wrong with wanting acknowledgement. It's just that appreciation that, oh, we're doing something. And that comes from that personal point of view, right? And I know that I can be doing a lot of things. And sometimes, you know, I do a lot for other people and it doesn't feel like, oh, there's the appreciation for it. And then I get to look at that for myself and go, well, am I doing this because I want to and enjoy it, or because I think there's a payoff or an obligation or a responsibility that's not being noticed here? And then you come to find, well, what I think is important is not necessarily important to the other person. So here I am doing stuff and I'm thinking I should be getting some recognition when it really has no value to the other person. And my husband's a great one for that. You know, we don't have children, but we are around the house. So I'm happy getting things done. And it's like, doesn't even register to him because it's not in his value system. You know, and he'll stop at the end of the day and go, oh, that looks pretty. And doesn't have a clue what it took to put that together, you know, for that moment there. And then, and so it's a good awareness back to me to go, okay, who am I doing this for? Where is this coming from? And so I look to be present when I am not getting or feeling something that I think I should be. So.
Yeah. Well, and the opposite side of giving is receiving. And I'm trying to remember what it was. My husband ordered something that I said I'd like for Christmas, and he ordered it, and he wanted me to open it up right away. And I'm really good on delayed gratification, so it's like, well, what about Christmas? And he's like, oh, we'll get you something else for Christmas. And I thought, you know, and, you know, so where was my receptivity? Where is my ability to receive when I'm like, oh, no, wait, you know, you got to hide it in the closet from me. I saw it come in in the mail, but now you got to hide it in the closet. I don't know it's there, you know. So so it's, I think that if we're giving and we're feeling depleted, then there's really an aspect of we're not receiving.
For me, those are the same thing. It's just the label of direction.
It's the flow, right? Exactly. Yeah. Right, it's the flow.
Yeah.
Are you breathing in as well as breathing out kind of thing?
Yeah. And so when I'm doing something for someone else, I'm receiving at the same time. But we kind of get this construct set up that, okay, I'm in a giving mode, I'm in a receiving mode. And I find that that really challenges me. Right, because then I want to be receiving as I give. I want to be giving because I'm inspired to give, not because I have to give, but because I want to. Right, and if I want to do something, then there's that fulfillment that comes back to me and going, oh, that feels nice. Okay, I want to receive that, definitely. So I think it's just kind of the way we set these things up, and we're pretty unaware of how we set things up till we kind of get smacked in the face with it. So,
well, you know, and it's also, it's invalidating to other people if we don't receive. You know, it's invalidating if they have to sit and receive our stuff all the time. You know, it's a kind of stunted relationship. And, you know, it's a opening up and allowing people to express their appreciation of us to us enhances that flow of giving and receiving.
Well, I think you're talking about the feeling of charity, and, you know, and they may be interpreting it as that when that's not what your intention or guidance was about that, or it might be hidden agendas in that, because I don't know that people really feel comfortable with accepting what they feel comes as charity because of the framework that gets set up.
Okay, so I'm sitting here looking up the definition of charity because I didn't think that's what I was talking about at all. But you heard something as charity. So what do you mean by that?
Well, I know that in my experience that this was showing up yesterday. I have a client, a good friend, who bought her sister a cruise because of her investment in it and what it meant to her to be able to have that time with her sister, and her sister couldn't afford it. And they just went through, I guess it sounds like 7 days of kind of like hell because of her sister's resistance and upset and not being able to accept it because she was taking that to be charity and invalidating to her. And that was her relationship to that word and to that experience. And so you see these two people on this 7-day cruise course, just miserable. And, you know, we interpret things in many different ways. It's not my... I appreciate... you know, it does take something to ask for help and to allow for help and be willing to not be invested in it from a personal, emotionally wrought place, right?
Right.
And but frequently that's what that comes under. And we have huge organizations that are charity-based organizations, and I don't have a problem with that. But I do think in the morphic field of what all that's about, there can be ambivalence and there can be non-receiving and there can be lots of different things.
And it's interesting because the Wikipedia definition has like 10 different definitions depending on the language.
But what to say?
Charity as a practice is the practice of being benevolent, giving and sharing. And then charity as a virtue is the concept of unlimited love and kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on down with the virtue of giving generosity and benevolence in Indian traditions, the Islamic concept of almsgiving, Hebrew tzedakah is another aspect of it. They have bhiksha as food obtained by asking for alms as a Hindi tradition. I remember in India they were asking for bakshis, which it was, you know, they were actually asking for money. But so the original about being benevolent, giving and sharing and unlimited love and kindness, and isn't that interesting how that has distorted down, whereas charity is something that invalidates the recipient. That, you know,
there's
poor and unworthy or something, and so we'll give you some charity, which makes me better than you.
Sounds like
maybe the sister was reacting out of resentment as opposed to being able to receive it. The sister was sharing what she had.
Right. And, you know, and that's all that emotional agendas, the hidden stuff that's under there. Because people can get angry, and what they're angry about is really about their own pain, their own not being able to give, they're not being able to express charity or what they feel is charity. And, I think we do these things. And we have to be, if we're being present, we can sort that out better so that we can be clear, because my friend was like so upset and in her reaction to her sister's reaction. And I'm like, well, just a minute. Let's go back to what you wanted and your intention and get clear of her intention. And we have to do that. And if we're fortunate, we have ways to notice that. Because you can get swept up in the emotional undertow and the anger and the frustration and whatever. And that becomes the reality state as opposed to, just a minute, that's not what I intended or my inclination at all. So, and in the holidays, we do get triggered. You know, because we're mostly in the past, I think. We're dealing with the past, we're avoiding the past, or we're sunk into it, or if it wasn't a happy occasion, right? Families get together, and there's, I'm sure, lots of families that enjoy each other and have tolerance for the weird uncle in the closet and whatever's going on there, you know, and love the community that being around a table can happen. And then there are a lot of people that don't haven't had that experience, or they find themselves alone. They don't really have a group to be with and feel the family of man, you know, because they're missing the family of clan. And so that's there too. So everyone just notice how you feel about the idea of holidays. And are they more stress and strain? Because that's not what I know you are intending it to be. That's just what it feels like. So just take a moment and let it all kind of sort out. Because as we're, our focus is that it's about warmth, support, non-judgment, which is grace, love, and it's the honoring of, it's the appreciation of the present. It's about a lot of different things. What is the holiday for you? And whatever that is, that's perfectly fine. We don't judge that. And if you would like to be feel good about what you're doing and that idea of happiness and what does happy mean, isn't that just notice what is there? There are things to acknowledge, and you know, there's power in acknowledging what something is and then letting it be. Whoa, there, something just went. Oh, that's good. Slide into that one.
Okay, because I just started thinking about Festivus for the rest of us.
The what of it?
Festivus for the rest of us.
Oh.
Do you remember right. Festivus? Did you
know? No.
Okay, so Festivus is made up. It's from the Seinfeld show, and George's father created the airing of grievances. And Festivus was a dinner with a unadorned Festivus pole, and it was where you get basically told everybody what was wrong with them.
Okay.
It's kind of the opposite of making amends. It's you're resentmentless, and so I don't know why that popped into my head, but just as it did, you went, oh well, hey, let's go there. It's like, okay, here it goes.
Well, okay, so that's probably there, right? What would it be like to just be able to have your festives, I guess? Well, that's what I get for not watching Seinfeld. So I'm probably the only person in America who hasn't watched Seinfeld. So, yeah. Well, those are that's real stuff, right? So, it feels real.
And the thing is that, you know, it kind of shows that you can make up your own celebration.
Well, there you go.
You don't have to.
How is this useful? Yes.
How is this useful? Make up your own celebration, and you know, maybe you are having a different experience from the rest of the world. Maybe your idea of a wonderful holiday season is to binge watch Seinfeld and eat lots of bagels and lox. I don't know. So
do a marathon on our radio show. That'd be better.
There we go. Right.
YouTube.
Blitz out on a YouTube marathon of all our shows. There we go.
Well, okay. So what are the forces at play that we sense here? People can have a good time. They can have whatever time they want. They can make it whatever they want. What is it that would make you feel good? And that's why you do Heart Space. Okay, if you're looking for your authentic voice, and your idea might be different than somebody else's in your household, and what do you do when you got butt heads like that? And so what do? You go to heart. You go to heart and you go, what is important to me? And what would it be like if you didn't do that family thing? And what would it be like if you did do that family thing and you felt okay about it? And what would it be like that things aren't what you think they are? And you just really want to own that. And because we are consciousness having, choosing our experiences, choosing our things to be involved with and caring about. And it's all fine. And so, how do you want to be with another? Do you want to be in this shallow, emotionally wrought place, or do you want to come from a place of deep love and appreciation the next time you meet that person? And whether it's a family or a friend or it's the in-law or the outlaw or whoever it might be, how do we manage to hold ourselves in grace when our situation doesn't feel so graceful? And that's what Joan and I want everyone to get, is how you do the best you can. Right, Joan? You do the best you can.
And as consciousness, there is no doing, there just is being. So as consciousness, it's that relaxing and enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the cessation of doing.
Well, and I think it's also the opportunity to employ hindsight. You know, how is this year different from last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago? Because I'm always using it, my stuff is an opportunity to see where I'm at. And I know that can get annoying, but it's an internal process that keeps me kind of in balance, you know? And it's like, oh, wow, do I even remember last year? I don't know how much I remember, right? And how this year is different than that year, it doesn't really matter. It's just about now. It's how I'm choosing to show up right now in this moment and how I've created an opportunity to examine or explore or to make amends or to understand that I was who I was in that moment. And that I don't have to beat myself up for who I was in that moment. And that I just appreciate that I'm consciousness having a human experience. And if I'm doing that, then it means you're doing that. And everybody else around me is too. And I see a lot of things out in the world I'm not too crazy about. And they're only opportunities for me to check in with what's important with me and that voice that I'm listening to within myself.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Great. Well, let's hold the space as heart space, and so folks, you can practice this feeling of holding heart space, even while we go to a commercial break, so we'll be gone for 60 seconds, and practice holding this great feeling of heart space that Janet has brought us into.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. That's Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan. We're along here with Janet, and we are talking about holidays as consciousness, and we have been holding heart space for the last 45 seconds.
I'm just smiling, Joan.
You're smiling.
I mean, you know, it's just, what would it be like, listeners, that every day you just were smiling? and all the mayhem and all the fraughtness and all the logic and all the structure, you just were smiling. You know, that sense of peace, peace within. And I have wishes. I don't usually think in terms of wishes because I think those are kind of silly sometimes. But what I've found, okay, and I can see why, because Christmas, you hear the word wishes sometimes. What do I wish for people? And I think what comes to mind for me right now, Joan, is that sublime smile that each of our listeners and you and me and everyone in our world and beyond our world could enjoy that smile. And that's where everything comes from. So that could be happy, I guess.
Yes.
What would you wish people?
Well, I'm trying to remember the name of the author who wrote The Endorphin Effect.
And
because he talked about the inner smile. I saw him when he came to Seattle many years ago, but he is was connected with Finn Torn years ago, and this has done spiritual things for a long time. Endorphin Effect. William Bloom, that's his name. Mm. So he wrote this book on, but he talks about that you can have an inner smile.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have an attitude of an inner smile, it can trigger the endorphins. It can make you feel better. And the image I actually get is sort of a cross between you and the Mona Lisa and the kind of smile.
Yeah, right.
You know, and that's kind of carrying well-being with you wherever you go. And it kind of sums up, you can carry through the spirit of the holidays, the warmth and the light and the abundance of the holidays with your own inner smile. No, you don't have to get it from outside.
No, you totally. It comes from within. And you know, last week I did a lot of shopping. Not that I had a lot of shopping to do, but I was out shopping. And so meeting people and clerks and looking for things and stuff like that. And everyone was an opportunity to enrich their moment. And it's quite fun to do that sometimes. It's like I had no agenda other than to share that I was having a good day. I was so glad it was easy to get a parking spot, manifested that. And the rain was everywhere and I was dry. And I could just be happy because I could appreciate the little things. And so you get enough little things and then you just have this baseline of joy in yourself. And so to go up to the clerk and I found a book that I wanted and went up to her and it was like, oh, thanks for doing this for me. This is so easy. And she was just kind of surprised, you know, but she's in a receiving kind of mode because she's used to people coming at her. But it was so nice. And I said, happy holidays. And she just kind of went, you know, she got it. She got noticed. She wasn't just the thing doing my stuff. And there's so many opportunities when you to share that life can be good in that moment, and appreciation, definitely a lot of appreciation out there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Is it time to come back?
I think so, because I suddenly feel like telling people about other things coming up this week,
okay,
too. So,
all right, everyone. So just notice how you feel right now. There you go. Just notice. You don't have to do anything. You just be present. There you go. And so just take another breath and bring yourself more to yourself. Notice that emotional terrain now. And then come back to heart. And know that you're always in this state. You just shift in awareness of it, but it's always within you. And as you get out there in that busyness of the season and what we've made it become, here at least in the United States. I don't know about other places. It's always there. And it's a moment's notice. You can shift your awareness to it if you need to. And so thank yourself for being present. And then just come back to street level. There we go. Yeah. All right. What do we need to let people know, Joan?
Well, tomorrow we are on Happiness Hangout with Lori Peters. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific and at 8 p.m. Eastern.
And we're looking forward to that. She's fun.
And you can find her on BBS Radio, Happiness Hangout. And then on Thursday, you can call in and join us on our conference call. We have a conscious conference call this Thursday, December 17th. It's at 7 p.m. And if you'd like to join us, email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com to sign up for that.
And that's always fun and sacred and deep. And we give it a good run. The people who show up really enrich our experience. We've gained so much from this. I want to thank everyone, all our listeners, and you, Joan. We've been at this for over a year now, and this has just been so enriching to participate and share with people. And not everybody calls, and that's fine. People write to us and tell us they've been listening, and that's so appreciated. So if there's something that stands out in your mind and you have enough energy left to note it and send it to us, we appreciate that. And, we wish you all the very best for no matter what you might face these next coming weeks. I don't know. To the new year, we have something we look forward to all the time. I have a New Year's Day party. You can come participate in that. We have fun.
Suddenly on New Year's Day, you're going to get this overwhelming mass amount of energy showing up because you just invited all the listeners to come visit you on New Year's Day. Or you'll be...
How could that be a bad thing?
Tons and tons of food, and your husband's going, Janet, what's going on? Oh, I'm feeding
everybody. He wants to watch ball game, Stanford and somebody or other. Yeah, definitely. So what kind of announcements? Oh, so you've got your meetups. You want to tell them about that
again?
Sure,
yes. So if you want to know more about the show, if you want to stay connected with us off the air, join us on Facebook at Conscious with Joan and Janet. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And you can find Janet and I on Facebook, Janet Barrett. And Joan Newcomb is my fan page. And Joan M. Newcomb or Joan Marjorie Newcomb is my my Facebook page. And then my website is Joan-Newcomb. And there you can find out about the meetups I've got all through the Puget Sound. I do them in Tacoma, Seattle, Bellevue, Tacoma, and Olympia. And coming up most recently is next Monday on the solstice, I am doing a Discover Your Purpose and Passion talk. So I'm talking to people about rediscovering your purpose and regaining your passion for life. And that's in Tacoma at 5:30 p.m. You can sign up on my website, joan-newcomb.com. And how about you?
Well, let's see. Oh, okay. So Tuesday evenings, heart-centered awareness, conscious conversations with Janet, 7 to 9 here in Portland. You're more than welcome to stop by and participate. And you can find out about that at meetups.com. I think we're on there. And then also you can check that out at my email at janetb@janetandbeyond or on my website, janetandbeyond.com. And lots of things going on. There's lots of ways to be connected through the holidays. You don't have to be alone and you don't have to be frustrated and you don't have to be any of those things. You can choose to be connected. You can choose to be centered in your heart as you experience life and see what that's all about for you. What would it be like if this holiday season you enjoyed yourself in a way you have not before? And I guess another wish I might have is if everyone does have a sense of peace as they go about life, John? Because, you know, with all our technologies and everything happening so quickly, we might forget the patience it takes to be standing in a line or, you know, waiting in the car or whatever it is. There's different senses of time. So maybe we want to gift people with awareness of time as a friend. There's an idea. What if time was friendly to you?
Yeah, you know, if you're waiting in line or you're stuck in traffic, yeah, that's actually a wonderful opportunity to practice presence.
Isn't it? Yeah.
You can go be your heart. Own Christmas presence.
Yeah. I'm sure people around you would be a lot happier. Or you could be your happy, grumpy person, I guess.
Well, you know, you said something earlier, and I was going to say, you know, some people are happy in their misery. Don't take that.
Oh, that's true. And that's them. That doesn't have to be you, right? And really, there is a part of us that is happy and are grumpy. And some people make that a specialty. So what I say is that I empower that person to be that way for me so that I can just enjoy the reflection of it, but not have to go there myself. So that's like, oh, more power to you. You're great. I love it. You know, people respond differently when you don't, when you catch them at what they're doing. So like, no, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
What did you tell them about your website, Janet?
Oh, yeah. JanetandBeyond.com. I think that's what it is, right?
Yes, JanetandBeyond.com. And actually, if they go there and sign up to get your weekly newsletter, they can get 29 top tips disguised as 10.
Yeah, on how to enjoy life. Because, boy, I tell you, I'm enjoying it. I don't know that I would have said that 10 years ago. But there's a lot to be said for showing up. And if you show up, I guarantee you'll find something. And if you show up to your authentic voice, you will have untold riches because it'll change everything in your life. Right? It does do that. So give it a try. See what happens. We want to thank you all very, very much for joining us today.
Right. You know, no matter when you're listening to this, whether you're listening live right at this moment or listening to it sometime in the future, your energy has come together to co-create this time. So, you know, we thank you for participating and helping to co-create this experience of reality.
Have fun out there, people.
Yes.
Thanks, Joan. It's been a lovely show again.
Yes. Join us next week, same time, same channels.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.